this summer in California, everyone's going to have to hit mandatory targets for water use. Last week, Governor Jerry Brown defended the state's farms after complaints about the amount of water used to grow crops, including almonds.
Let's say, okay, let's control almonds. Who's going to control almonds? If we control almonds, how about broccoli? How about steaks? How about our whole life?
That audio courtesy of Capital Public Radio News. Well, in Santa Cruz, officials are expected to reinstitute mandatory water rationing soon. If residents use too much water, they're fined. But everyone who attends water school can waive those fines. Clara Cartwright is a teacher at the Santa Cruz Water School. And Clara, your mayor has already said the town could be raking in revenue from fines, but this isn't about that. So explain, what is the school about?
We're just trying to get people to use less water, kind of a one-time get-out-of-jail-free card. It's kind of like traffic school. If you get a traffic ticket, you can go to traffic school and get the penalty waived. So it's a similar concept, and it gives them some tips about what they can do to save water.
What are some of the basic things people don't know about water?
One of the basic things that this particular group of customers we find is they weren't aware of where their water comes from. So the interesting thing about Santa Cruz is that all of our water is locally sourced. We don't, you know, tap into the state water system. All of our water sources comes from rain that falls on our side of the Santa Cruz Mountains. So when it doesn't rain in Santa Cruz, we have a water shortage.
Yeah. But also, I understand you ask people things like, do you know where your water meter is?
Mm-hmm. Knowing where your water meter is and knowing how to read it so you can track your own consumption is very important if you're being rationed.
Well, your rules in Santa Cruz are pretty stringent, 249 gallons a day. Can you just tell us, and I'm sorry, I should know more about my water, but what is that? Is that per household, per individual? Is that 249 gallons? Is that a few showers? What is that?
Sure, it's per household, and it comes out to about enough water to meet the indoor needs for a family of four.
So a few showers, but they can't be long showers?
It should be fine if it's just meeting your typical indoor needs, so showers, washing dishes, washing clothes, not watering outside. But we don't prescribe how people use the water,
right.
So if they want to water outside and take shorter showers, you know, that's up to them.
Well, and the fines are tough. We understand they can run 10 times the cost of water. One resident there racked up $4,000 the last time you had this rationing. We read about people with beach homes. Someone got a $1,700 fine because they didn't know they hadn't been in the house in a while. They didn't know they had a leaky toilet. What are some of the other ways that people might be wasting water and not knowing it?
Toilet leaks are pretty common because your toilet can be running without you being able to hear it or see it. It can use up a lot of water. People who have irrigation systems that run a lot, those definitely can use a lot of water. If you have a larger family, you can use more water, but we have a process for giving people a little more in their monthly allotment for that.
Well, we understand the last time you rationed and had the water school, 1,635 people qualified. They got fines. What are you sensing from your students that are coming to water school? Are they happy to go there and learn about the water and then waive the fee? Are they begrudging it? What's the sense?
My experience is that we kind of see mixed feelings coming into the class. Some people are, you know, a little more upset, and some people come in, you know, pretty interested to learn. But most people come away at the end of the class pretty appreciative of what we had to offer and felt like they had learned something.
Well, and what are other people there saying? Because we know there are people there who are being very serious about water conservation. There's signs on dead lawns that say doing our part.
Mm-hmm.
People got upset when Santa Cruz actually lifted the mandatory rationing after there was some rainfall last year. They wanted to keep it. Do people resent that people who do waste water and get fined can go to school and get the fine waived?
That's an interesting question. I personally have not heard any complaints about that.
What are some of the things you've been impressed by? We understand people are getting, you know, a lot of rain barrels. You know, what are people doing?
A lot of people collect their shower water while the water's warming up, and they'll lug those buckets of water outside to water their plants, or sometimes they use it to flush their toilets. And then they'll also collect their sink water from, like, rinsing their vegetables to do the same thing. you know, just little things like that that add up. It just shows that a lot of people, even people who attend water school, are really mindful about how they're using their water.
Yeah. That's Clara Cartwright, Environmental Projects Analyst for the City of Santa Cruz Water Conservation Office and also a teacher at the city's water school. It's kind of like their driving school. Clara, thanks so much.
Sure, thank you.